sound familiar, and the clothes are definitely a throwback to the 40s. But this is not your parents' swing scene. It's all about music, martinis, dancing, and driving in style. The new swing movement was born on the streets of San Francisco and has spread across the country quicker than you can order a Cosmopolitan. So, you want to be a swinger? All you need is spectators and a fedora. As for the women, anything goes as long as the hair and makeup are perfect.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band, the podcast where comedians defend music they get made fun of for liking. I am Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street, and for another week, I am joined by the Prince of Snarkness, the Dog of Wolf Street, Tommy McNamara.
How are you, buddy? What's hip? Hip cat?
Let me tell you something. If you want to be an incel, all you need is spectators and a fedora.
Spectators and a fedora. Okay, so let's introduce our guest right away. Return guest, yes. Very early episode.
I think like first five episodes.
Yeah, maybe the third one. He did Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, Marilyn Manson.
And
look at us now.
Look how far he's come. One of our favorite comedians, Nate Fritz and everybody.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming, buddy. Man, what a fun clip we found to start this episode.
Holy cow.
So I was saying, I was like, oh, I know how we should open this episode. There has to be some dumb news thing
that's
like
real.
Swing music is taking over the country. And then Nate was literally doing like, this is not your father.
Yeah, this is not the swing music of yesteryear.
This isn't your daddy's cherry popping daddies. And then, sure enough, the first thing Tommy pulled up, this isn't your parents' swing music.
All you need is spectators and a fedora.
That's it. That's all you need for that.
Craziest sentence.
For swing music, for, I guess, a mass shooting, I think, also you need.
Jesus.
I think you need those things for that.
And a Cosmopolitan.
Yeah, it's spreading faster than you can order a Cosmopolitan. This is kind of off topic, but that reminds me of, I found at like a garage sale this little book that was like a fan book about Ricky Martin, like a fan biography. Uh-huh. And it was, I used to carry it around with me all the time. And I used to do bits about it. But
so good.
It had this sentence in it where it said, is Ricky Martin sexy? That's like asking if Puerto Rico is in the West Indies.
I gotta be honest, is it?
Is it? Exactly. Exactly. What if it was like, no?
No, dummy.
But that's like the level
of
writing.
Will you say the other part to it?
It's so funny. It.
Can I do it then? Yeah, sure. No, it's people always ask about Maria.
His girlfriend. Yeah,
she is real.
His part came out. Yeah.
Of course not. Of course she wasn't. Because of course not.
But that's not. Yeah, of course she wasn't
he
real.
Was gayer than springtime.
First.
But.
Oh my God.
It'd be great if every question in that book was posed that way. Where is Puerto Rico? Is Ricky Martin gay? Is Puerto Rico in the United States?
Is it technically a territory of ours?
You have to like Google it. It changes over time and shit.
So I think that some people might not have any idea really who Cherry Poppin' Daddies are. So I wanted to play Zoot Suit Riot up top because that's not on your playlist.
So it is not on my playlist.
This is not up for judgment, but just for people, just as a reminder.
I mean, this song is unassailable, so you can put it on.
Whispering in the trees, it's two cities and they're only hats and chains and swinging hands. Who's your daddy? Yes, I am. Fat cat came to play. Now you can't run fast enough.
not remember Zoot Suit.
Oh,
right.
Man.
No, that's
man, maybe
classic.
That should have been on the playlist.
That should have been.
That is...
That's why we played it.
Hot.
That song, I will admit, used to fire me up. I would be on the bus. I'd be like, oh, hell yeah.
It is. Like, you hear that the drums in the beginning.
Yeah.
That's you know, like, they... We'll get to it later, but they have like a couple moves that they hit, and that's one of them.
Well, that's all those swing bands have that similar,
that's
like tom-tom
like,
thing.
We're gonna
yeah.
like, yeah, you're gonna. Are you in the are you in the jungle right now? Where are you? Are you deep in the heart?
You're in the swing jungle,
of the
baby.
Continent? No,
you're in the swing jungle. Baby. you're gonna die.
Oh no.
Oh man. So yeah, that song was a hit.
That was
oh,
a
boy.
Top 40 hit.
That was a
yes.
hit
in the 90s.
Changed the course of history of the 90s for sure.
Okay. It's actually about a riot. It's actually about a real
yes.
riot.
We listened to a Stuff You Missed in History class podcast about the Zoot Suit Riots.
About the Zoot Suit Riots.
Yeah.
Which, unfortunately, it's like a huge, there's large racial implications to
yeah.
what happened. And
yeah.
it was basically a bunch of sailors like beating, like
Mexican people,
going into
right?
Mexican neighborhoods and just like
yeah.
beating the shit out of Mexican teens, like,
yeah.
And then these guys from Oregon wrote a funny song about it, like a funny upbeat, like, hey, remember this?
<It's>
Anyways, I'm wearing huge pants.
It's one of those things where if it wasn't just a huge racist,
yeah.
violent vigilante mob thing, it
yeah.
would be very funny.
If this
it
were
would
just
be.
Happening, if this were just happening to white guys who are wearing
yeah,
funny
yeah,
suits,
sure.
it would be the funniest story of all time.
Unfortunately,
but unfortunately, it is
much like all,
very
I mean,
racially
like
from
anything
history.
From history. There is actually no good side to it.
Yep.
It's not.
Well, because we kept thinking that though, because every like they would just refer to them as like Zoot Suiters. So, and there was a headline in the Los Angeles Times: Zoot Suiters learned lesson.
Yeah, yeah. You know how the news
right
works.
How can you report on that? That's like the news had a side. The news took
Chinese get what's coming.
Get
to
what's
them.
Coming. Well, that's progress. They use Chinese. That's a nice
Zoot Suiters.
All right, 90s swing revival.
We should have gotten some Zoot Suits to wear for
to
the
wear
show.
To wear
yeah.
for the show.
And not take any pictures.
The one yeah. My one regret.
You'd be able to really hear it, though. I think you'd be able to hear the Zoot Suits.
Oh,
on
yeah.
Us, you know?
I'd be much, you know.
Yeah. I'd be snapping,
it'd
flipping
be
a coin all show long.
Oh,
it'd
wait.
Be a toothpick in my mouth for sure.
Sorry, I have to play something else because I didn't know this existed until today. You might know this.
Oh, yeah.
It's just me cause I love to eat fudge and Twinkies and deviled ham. Who's real flabby? Yes, I am. Every picture of me's gotta be an aerial view. Now my doctor tells me there's just one thing left to do. Grapefruit diet. Throw out the pizza and beer.
This might be his worst work.
Grapefruit diet.
What a stress. This really felt like he was like, what the? Who gives a shit? What the? These
like,
people
is this
fucking
even a hit
eat
song?
Up.
I'll do another thing about being fat, I guess, even though I've never been fat
yeah.
my entire career.
Little fat Jamie.
Weird Al Yankovic
also
has written more songs about being fat for a guy who's never been fat. Like, so never
true.
At one point has he been.
He's
like
the
been,
Steve
like,
Ranazzisi of being fat.
He's never, yeah, he's never even been like. He's ever been like a little overweight, you
yeah.
know? Like he
yeah.
never had like a man.
Grapefruit diet.
I mean it.
It is so bad. It's what doctor would recommend that? You know.
You'd have to be pretty fat to just go on a pure grapefruit diet.
I mean, look at that. You'd get diabetes
right.
because it's pure sugar.
It's all sweet.
Yep, that's a bad doctor. I'll say it right now.
Weird I don't know where Al Yankovic's going for med advice. But,
Weird Al, more like malpractice Al.
Weird malpractice Yankovic.
Oh no. It is so weird like thinking that these like violent, bloodthirsty sailors indirectly inspired the song Grapefruit Diet by Weird Al Yankovic.
It's kind of ironic that we're doing this episode today because it's Fleet Week.
Yes.
Fleet Week, yeah, man. Wow.
And we're celebrating by talking about the Zoot Suit Riot.
And it could happen in this neighborhood. You know?
Hey, I've seen tensions boiling.
Oh, my God. So they were, yeah. So that was obviously the biggest hit of Jerry Bob and Daddy's. And people say that the swing revival in part started because of that Gap commercial. Do you know
you
what
know
I'm talking
the
about?
Gap commercial. You'll recognize it.
I'm gonna play it, and I want to hear
it.
What you think about it.
Okay.
If you haven't seen
just
it,
just play the music low because it's just music.
Yeah,
so it's not
music,
like.
But
oh yeah, Jump Jive and Whale. Sure.
Yeah, and yeah. It's a bunch of white people in khakis dancing, swing dancing, and it's. Truly.
I think I might have had this khaki short boot combo. I might have owned this. I don't know about the black t-shirt, but
I'm gonna say it. This was probably the height of being white. This was like things are gonna just keep going up from right. here for white people.
This was kind of Make America Great Again before Make America Great Again. You know, this was like before this... it was popular. This was, hey, we're obsessed with something that happened 70 years ago, and we will not let it go. And there is not a single black person in this jazz commercial. There is not one person.
And
not...
wearing like khakis.
Wearing
too.
Khakis and white shirts and just swing dancing. It is.
Like, hey, nothing's gone wrong, and nothing's ever gonna go wrong. You know?
They look so happy. And then they'll like freeze it and it does like a 360 thing, so right. It's like technology was yeah. there. You knew the Matrix was gonna come.
What if there was jazz in the Matrix? What if that? What about that? Imagine. Can you imagine?
Oh man. It's a great great commercial. If you haven't seen it, don't need to watch
it.
It says khaki swing.
They're doing fine. The Gap is doing fine. I don't know anything about their company, but I promise they're doing fine.
They're doing
so
good.
So swing music, it was everywhere. Mm-hmm. There was The Mask. There's a scene.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
He says he's dancing to swing music when he says smoke it. Right. At least
yes,
one of the times.
I believe that moment. Was that was Royal Crown Review, was
yes.
it not?
Yes. Yeah, something
damn.
Like that. And
oh, yeah.
Like,
good call. Yeah, you're right.
And then they were also swingers, obviously.
Sure.
Yeah.
They were. That was. Wait,
was Cherry Pop and Daddy's in Swingers, or was it? They were post Swingers,
nope.
Weren't they?
I believe they were post.
They were post.
I think
yeah.
it was like right after Swingers yeah. that this came out. That at least that Zuzu Riot came out. I also want to say we're talking about swing in general, but also specifically Cherry Pop and Daddy's today, not to be confused with Cherry Pop and Batty, which is Tommy's OK Cupid profile.
It's Big Bad Voodoo Daddy is the band that's
Big
in
Bad
Swingers.
Voodoo Daddy, right.
Okay. And they are also, because I wanted to make sure we played this right away, because this is my favorite video I've ever seen that I'm going to play for you right now.
oh, I'm so excited.
So this is Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. Was...
one of the lesser swing daddy bands, I will say. one of my least favorite, I would say, of the swing daddy bands.
Okay. Okay, so this is the 1999 Super Bowl halftime show.
This is 99?
Yes. And it is the craziest thing that's ever happened in America.
This is final call. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy to Shane B. Stand by the Spyro.
That this halftime is going to be a party Miami style.
It is E.T.
1999,
you say. E.T., you haven't changed a bit.
So Stevie Wonder just put his hands on E.T. and said, E.T., you haven't changed a bit.
What was their relationship before?
The estranged couple. Stevie Wonder and E.T.
And also, how could E.T. change?
Okay, does E.T. age? And so this is me just throughout the years, Stevie Wonder has been putting his hands on E.T.'s face because, as we all know, I mean, I have my own beliefs on whether sure. or not Stevie Wonder can see. No.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm a Stevie Wonder can see truther, but
Mommy Jones.
But we can get into that, and we can get into that.
Is
in
this
the
a conspiracy
day.
Theory?
Oh yeah,
I've
absolutely.
Never heard this.
Yes, absolutely. Oh,
there's a lot of videos. Yeah,
he gave Daryl Dawkins his nickname of Chocolate Thunder after witnessing him play. So how else, if you can't see, you did it by the sound of him dunking?
I mean, it would be great if this E.T. clip was like the thing that put him in his grave about it, you know, because if it was the nail in the coffin, because
like, look at this. Like,
how could he know that it's E.T.?
Okay, I want to start from the beginning again, because I want to play this as much of this video as I can. It's so funny to me. The opening of the Super Bowl halftime show was Final Call, Big Bad Voodoo Daddies to Stage B.
I love the idea that Big Bad Voodoo Daddy wouldn't be ready for this. Like, that they would be,
they're
like,
so busy
milling about,
room, yeah.
fucking off in the... Oh, come! Oh, I gotta be there on time for the halftime show? All right. All right.
Stand by the Spyro.
And that this halftime is gonna be a party Miami style.
Hola, Gloria. 10 minutes, Stevie! Wow! haven't changed a bit.
Wedding crew, we've lost power.
I can't get them on. They won't come on.
So just quickly to let you guys know what's happening, the power goes out in the stadium.
Yes.
And then E.T. using his finger magically turns it back on.
Which wasn't, I don't believe, was part of the E.T. power
right.
Profile.
I that don't he think could he fix had, power?
I don't think that like electricity? He could just conduct electricity
yeah.
through the air.
Man, I bet it'd be sick to get fingered by E.T. Okay. I'm just putting it out there.
I mean, I think your pussy gets younger, right? Isn't that how that works?
That's what that show Younger's about. Yeah. Hillary Duff gets fingered by E.T.
Or your asshole.
Ooh, I could use that.
All right. And also, it is weird that E.T. is like, hola, Gloria. So E.T. knows Spanish now?
Yeah. He barely knows English.
This is the best day of my life.
The National Football League and Radio City Entertainment proudly present today's Progressive Auto Insurance Super Bowl 33 halftime show, starring Stevie Wonder, Gloria Estefan, and special guest, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Put the rest of it is just them playing the song. But I put this video on my Twitter. Please watch it. It's so fun. And it, the rest of it is just a bunch of white people swing dancing on the fucking football field. Like, which seems, yeah.
Seems dangerous. It feels like they're going to fuck up the field.
I would like to see the second half injury stats from the 99 Super Bowl.
Who was playing in that Super Bowl?
Let's look it up.
That was right before the Patriots started popping off, I believe.
It's so funny that they were like, well, Gloria Estefan is not popular enough to have this whole halftime show. We better head in.
Special guest.
Oh, Broncos won. John Elway.
Oh, that's a John Elway Super Bowl.
Broncos, yeah. Falcons. Looks like.
Wow. Is that Vic?
No, that couldn't have been.
No, that would have been too long ago, I guess.
Some white guy.
Falcons quarterback. Damn it. That's going to drive me crazy. It doesn't matter. But, yeah. Probably some bad injuries after that swing dance. But swing dancing ruined the field.
Truly nothing.
Someone caught an edge because of the swing dancing.
Nothing could be more 90s than that entire video.
It's so
does
good.
Is E.T.'s storyline ever resolved? Does he ever meet Gloria Estefan, or did that have to happen in the next Super Bowl?
Well, he bangs her in the
next halftime show. It opens with him, putting his clothes back on and leaving.
99 was a weird time. It was pre-9/11, obviously.
Obviously.
So we should get into the daddies a little bit. Should we go ahead and listen to Jared's voicemail?
Sure.
Before we get too deep in, let me get that cord for me, brother. And
I don't think I have anything else to play.
What's that?
I don't think I have anything else.
Okay, perfect. Where's the dongle at? Okay, perfect. Let go, daddy. That's gonna be stuck in my head all goddamn day.
It's catchy music.
They really were ahead of the times with talking about daddy and zaddy and such. Well, they didn't say zaddy.
I don't think they said zaddy.
No, they said go zaddy o.
Go zaddy o.
That'd be a great cover band. The
big bad voodoo zaddies.
All right, what are we doing this summer, boys?
Guys, what do you say? Let's all get, we'll all get Touch of Grey put in our hair and just get out there, get in the best shape of our lives.
All we need is spectators and a fedora.
That's all we need.
Okay, so every week if you're a regular listener to the show, you know what's coming. But if you're new, we have our friend and foe of the podcast, Jared Thompson, the owner of the Comedy Attic in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana, and also co-founder of the Limestone Comedy Festival, which is happening this weekend. And whoa. I am now going to be headlining a couple shows there, so come to that. It's going to be a good time.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel, huh?
Oh, is that right? No, it's going to be a great time in Bloomington, Indiana, so come to that. But Jared has a lot of thoughts on music. He has a lot of strong opinions on most of the bands we talk about on this show. And when I wrote him that we were going to do Cherry Pop and Daddy today, he responded, in all caps, fuck. So I don't know what that means, but here are Jared's thoughts on the Cherry Pop and Daddies.
What's up, y'all? It's this week's He Went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending Cherry Pop and Daddies. having worked in a record store when Big Bad Voodoo Daddy and the Cherry Poppin' Daddies and Squirrel Nut Zippers kind of became a thing, it couldn't be more irritating to me. In fact, like, when we've talked about historically terrible bands, artists, music on this podcast, this is a great example of something that you just don't even mention because, you know, part of the reason it's easy to put the Red Hot Chili Peppers on, like, a historically terrible band list is because they actually were trying to be this, you know, essential historical band, and they just suck. I mean, it's just, you know, but they have to get some points for even trying to be good. This is just time filler for, like, white, like, couples who wanted to, like, go swing dancing or what. Like, it was just such a wretched, horrible time in music history. I mean, just, man... This is, like, indefensible, Nate. I don't know how you could even... I don't know what you're going to do. I mean, you've already done some of it by now because Tom usually has you guys talk for a while before my part, but whatever you've said so far is definitely false if you've said anything good about them. Fuck. Anyway, yeah, this is just white and bad and gross and never was good for a second. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Jared.
Your thoughts?
Well, Jared apparently thinks Stevie Wonder is blind. So, I mean, we're going to have it out about that.
He disagrees with everything you say. Yeah.
Everything I said.
He thinks E.T. has changed one bit.
Well, I mean, look, I got to say, you know, I think we're going to get into it, and I hope my my playlist illustrates this. But I think there's more to this band than he... in all of his record store employee wisdom, is not aware.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Let's talk about the name Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Yes.
Because it is a big turnoff.
Great
for
name.
All of us.
That's the one thing I do like about them. Rolling Stone produced an article, I guess, called The 13 Dumbest Band Names in Rock History.
This is one of their famous produced articles.
That's right.
Right. They produced it. They mastered it.
Def Jam produced this. they made a... I don't know if you'd even call this an article. It's the thing. So some of the bands on this list
they call
are...
it a listicle, probably.
Yeah, there we go. The Devil Wears Prada.
That's a band?
That's a band. Ohio-based Christian metal band.
It's a great movie.
There's also a band called Natalie Portman's Shaved Head.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
My they friend put, Moby's date her.
They put Toad the Wet Sprocket.
That is a bad name.
Yeah, I hate that
name.
One.
That's a bad one.
Is Butthole and Surfers on there?
Butthole Surfers.
Oh, come on. Have some respect.
Actually, no. They didn't put Butthole.
Yeah, you're damn right.
I thought they were. Hoobastank is on here. Panic at the Disco is on here. Dogs Die in Hot Cars. Jesus Christ. That's a pretty bad one.
Yeah.
They put Dave Matthews Band on here, which I don't think is really fair.
That's absurd.
Yeah, I don't think that's good.
Brian Setzer Orchestra is not on there. It's the same thing.
Actually, it is. But.
Okay, so I was reading an interview with Steve Perry about how did they decide on the name for their group, and I'm going to read his answer in full because what stuck out to me about this is that he's just like this the guy he is in the songs. Yeah. He is that guy.
Yeah,
and this is what he says. We had to come up with a name for the poster for our first show, and a friend suggested it as a joke. We were into Viper Jive and race music at the time, pretty heavy, so I've been listening to a lot of Depression-era jazz, which, I mean, we all go through those phases.
Of course, sure.
sexual, racial, and druggy overtones disguised in the lyrics. CPD fit that idea that we were attempting. We were also members of the punk subculture, blah, blah, blah. We were sort of poor bohemian yucksters at the time with no interest in what the Bruce and Susie cream cheeses might think. Which is a term
hey,
that
listen
I've
here, heard. Susie hey. Cream cheese.
My mother was Mrs. Cream Cheese. I call me Susie.
Bruce, no, what the Bruce and Susie. So Jared is a Bruce and Susie cream cheese.
Sure is.
Okay, there's prove us wrong, Jared. Prove us wrong.
There was no conception that we'd be popular outside of our little cultural bubble. After it pissed off a few normal people, the impulse...
Normies. Yep. The normies got it.
But we found people willfully implacable in digging the spirit in which it was still intended. Still do. And then there's a smiley face. Which
did he write a smiley face?
That's an editorial. Yeah. And then it says it gives outrage addicts another soapbox they can jump on.
Damn. Outrage addicts. Also, y'all are addicted to outrage.
Somebody posted that. So in addition to going to Jared, we also go to my Facebook friends to get thoughts. I don't know if you got an eye on it today at all.
I did not. I did not look at it.
Charlie Vergos wrote, I remember thinking that they killed it on the Nickelodeon Big Help Phone-a-thon, and I was like, that can't have been a thing.
Yeah.
I looked it up. They were on Nickelodeon.
The cherry pop and panties.
Apparently they edited out the word beer in their song, but they didn't edit out the name Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
They're like disappointed. They're like, Cherry Poppin' Daddies talking about beer. How dare you?
What happened to you guys? You've changed.
Oh, daddies. Have you fallen this low?
It's a lot of people on the Facebook today were just talking about the name.
Uh-huh.
Shannon Norman writes, a friend of mine claims to have seen the singer shoot up on stage when they came to Pittsburgh in 95. This was when they were just a ska punk band and not the zoot suited dorks that they rebranded themselves as. The song Don Quixote is an absolute banger. I think we should go ahead and play that. That's on the playlist.
It is on the playlist.
Yeah, so that's a great transition into Don Quixote. Here it is. God, what a great transition.
True nobility, a Don Quixote. Oh, Don Quixote, fight your way into the heart. Come into the heart, y'all. Oh, Don Quixote, fight your way into the heart. Come into the heart. How unreal are the dragons he spits as his coat of arms is to hit the cliche. Yeah!
Don Quixote.
There it is.
So that's just like a more of a straight ska thing. Yeah.
I think her timeline is a little off.
Uh-huh.
So they have a really Cherry Pop and Daddies have a really weird development. I don't know, the way they developed was strange because they did some swing songs early,
mm-hmm.
and like their first two albums are kind of like a mashup of like a bunch of different types of music, and then the way I see it, like the swing movement started happening,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, well, I guess we'll just do mostly this,
yep,
and so they're like the rare band that like. They like sold out by getting more into jazz. Like that I don't think that's ever happened.
Which is literally like depression era music. It's like, you know how we need to make money. Act like people did during the depression.
Remember when people were sharing a nickel?
La La Land stole this storyline.
Right, they kind of did.
I just want to point out, so that nobody's mad at us, Shannon Norman is a man.
Oh, sorry. I don't know.
No, but yeah.
But the doctor is a woman.
That can't be. I like the idea of somebody getting that reveal. They're like, no, that's impossible. They keep arguing.
But that's, from their, I believe, third album called Kids in the Street. That has not a lot of swing on it.
That does seem unsafe to me.
It's just having kids in the street.
Kids in the street, yeah.
Listening to that music all fired up.
Too much.
If
too
they scary. Were white kids, I would get a bunch of sailors and beat the shit out of them.
And let me tell you, they were.
Look.
They were white kids.
I think it is.
Into this band of the 90s. They were white kids.
I think we need to go rile up some sailors.
Did you see this band live?
I have not seen this band live.
Have you been to like a swing show, though?
Give me a No, I've been to a lot of ska shows. I've never been to a swing show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do they still have swing shows anywhere?
Sure, yeah. I think they're mostly dance lessons.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I would guess.
Damn.
You'd have to like be there just to dance, and I don't know all the...
Yeah. You know, it must have sucked to like put all that time to learn swing dancing, yeah, and then
you got to learn the Charleston for like
so
5 years? When's that going to come up again?
This bubble really burst, I think.
I hope at like once a wedding, somebody plays Jump, Jive, and Whale, and then you're just like, all right, here's my time to shine.
And then you just terrify everyone.
Yeah, Bobby Buds writes, that's the worst band name in the history of music, of course. Tom Miller writes, when I was in middle school, I thought they and BBVD, we've talked about them a bunch, were the shit. I guess they were a gateway drug to jazz for me, so I can't hate too much. Interesting. Mm. Did you get into jazz after?
No. No, absolutely not. No, I actually found out about them because I was into ska music, and they were on... It's funny that the thing about Nickelodeon, because like they were on a these like compilation albums that like there were so many of these, and this is like how I found out about so many bands in ska, was there were these compilation albums that you could buy that were just like somebody put them together and
for sure
these, like,
terrible
weird
names.
Ass mixtape. Yeah, they were on a CD called Pick It Up. It's a ska luncheon.
Luncheon,
not even picnic. They had like a picnic theme to it, but they called it a luncheon. It's a ska luncheon.
I felt good until just then. I feel like retroactively hungover now.
So the first song on my playlist is actually on this compilation, and they were just credited as the Daddies. They weren't they weren't even the Cherry Pop and Daddies.
They never just popped a cherry.
Right, exactly. They had not.
They got out of that bedroom, there was like a call made. Like, I think we got a new name, fellas.
All right, let's play that song.
So this is a pre-virginity stealing Daddies. This was before these nine guys had taken anyone's virginity.
It was all in the same night.
It was all one,
play one,
not
one woman. All right.
This can only go bad. Please
ding
play
dong
a song.
Daddy. So this is the Ding Dong Daddy of the D-Car line.
God, I hate that name so
much. Sucks. Damn it, Nate. They just picked up Tommy and threw him over his head.
Well, the ding-dong daddy of the D-car line had a thing for the ladies who did in time. He reaped a little more than he could sow off the pleasures the Mormons in Utah know. He could not restrain himself when he saw a nice caboose. Say ding!
Ding!
I said dong!
Dong!
The ding-dong daddy hit 60 women wrong.
I'm enjoying it too much. Oh, man.
When we do our cover band, we can call it the Zing Zong Zaddy of the Z-Car line.
Yes! Zing Zong Zaddy feels like an improv game.
Oh my god, that sucks.
So that was on a compilation of every other song on that CD was ska, and then I heard that and I was like, what the hell is this?
You heard that, you were like, wait, this ain't my daddy's.
This ain't my Ding Dong Daddy's music.
That was the first I ever knew of them, was on that. Was on that ska sampler and that plane. And I was like, I guess this is ska? I don't know.
Man, my ding dong daddy passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
He was hit by a train, unfortunately.
It was the D-car line.
He couldn't help himself when he saw a nice caboose, as he says, as Steve Perry says in the song.
This song is about a guy, according to Cadillac for Life wrote, it's a guy addicted to polygamy, basically. Mm-hmm. The women found out and sent his butt to jail. He keeps proposing to people on the D-line.
He gets them on a train. He's got one move. He's like, come to the dining car with me on the D-car line. Mm. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Mr. Daddy. Please, Daddy was my father.
Call me Ding Dong.
Call me Ding Dong.
Also, I'm currently shooting heroin into my arm. but ignore that.
Ignore that. I'm a real catch. Anyways, get onto the dining car with me, and I've got something to show you. It's a ring you will now share with, I think, 16 other women.
Yeah, 16 women.
He did 16 women wrong.
Yep. Yep. That is correct. So you heard that and said, I just got to get more.
I was confused, intrigued by it, you know? To me, the swing craze hadn't happened yet.
Yes.
So
right.
I was, you know, it was 1996, so I was very excited.
Young man in Michigan.
Yeah, just a young man in Michigan, just in the suburbs, right. wanting to know what it felt. I'd also seen, there was a movie, Swing Kids was big. Did you ever see
that's
this movie?
That's a prequel to Spy Kids,
it's
right?
It's before they were spies, they were shooting heroin.
I've never heard of Swing Kids.
Swing Kids, it's about... So it's about swing music in like pre-World War II Germany, leading up to. And so it's like all these kids use swing music to demonstrate against the Nazis, I guess. But there's a lot of swing music in it. And so that was a fun movie. It was like, you know,
Hitler,
like,
you're no daddy of mine.
Hate the Nazis. And it's like, oh, and this is the music that goes with it. Exactly. Hitler's no daddy.
Man. So swing.
Tell you this, he certainly knows Zaddy. Am I right?
Thank God, no.
Yeah.
So Swing Kids kind of like whetted your palate a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah. We had to watch it in Hebrew school. It was big.
Yeah.
Me. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you ever, were you into this stuff at all, Tommy?
No. I got into ska a little bit, but never followed up at all.
Right.
I remember loving The Mask. And I guess
The Mask is fun.
I guess I just thought that was something that adults did, is they just went to, cause being
as a kid, you're like, this is absurd, but you're like,
I guess grown-ups just go swing dance.
Mommies and daddies gotta go.
A woman in a sparkly dress hits on my dad, and then I don't know, I guess they come home and fight. I don't know.
My dad puts on his green mask. That's what parents do. What about you, Thomas?
I didn't ever follow up. I didn't like look into the cherry popping daddies or
anything.
No. But I was. I remember The Mask got me fired up. I remember when it would come on in movies, it was big. I'm pretty sure the movie Blast from the Past had a big swing scene.
That seems about right.
There's a scene where Brendan Fraser blows everybody away with his swing moves because he's from the 50s.
Right.
So it's come back and now he's killing it. It's a pretty fun scene. That movie's great. I don't know if it holds up, but I really enjoyed it.
You had me at Brendan Fraser blows everyone.
That's what happened to his career. That sex tape leaked. Oh, and it leaked all right. No, I am.
We're just as bad as the cherry popping daddies.
Who are you to look down on the cherry popping daddies?
What kind of a fucking name is cherry popping daddies? That's like if we called our fans piss freaks or something. No, I really liked a movie called Alley Cat Strike that was on Disney, which is these kids bowl, and they're also into swing music. I remember specifically a scene where they're dancing to swing music while they're
bowling. That show
should be
called Nine Virgins. They bowl and they're into swing music.
What? But no, they're cool. Hey, one of them is the captain of the basketball team.
What?
That's right. It's the kid from My Cousin Skeeter. I was really into Disney Channel movies as a kid, and this was one that really struck me.
Should we play the trailer, maybe?
Yeah, maybe let's play the trailer. Yeah. I wonder if they'll have swing in there. It's worth a shot. Here's the cord.
Worst case, we watch a dumbass trailer.
Yeah.
Worst case.
Okay, we're back. We tried to find a trailer for the movie Alley Cat Strike, and boy, was it a strike on us. Swing and a miss.
Well, I forgot.
Swing and a miss, huh?
Damn.
Huh? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Man. We're back.
You forgot what we're talking about.
I forgot the government won't let me look at videos with people under 18 in them anymore, so I wasn't able to find it.
Oh, man. So let's hear another song from this playlist. The next one we got on here is Suicide Kings. We'll be right back. There's a line I wanted to hear. That's right. This is Destiny's Child.
This is Destiny's Child. So that song is admittedly not good. That is
I was about to ask you if you were fucking with us.
So I am kind of fucking with you on that one. So there are songs of theirs that I like better than that song. And that is most of their songs. However, I thought it was important because I knew this. I wanted to make the case for them that they did not know what they were early on. That they made a choice to be a swing band. And you can judge that choice as you may. But that was from their first album where there's also like some kind of like sludgy rock songs on
it.
So they really were kind of all over the place. That was them trying to do like, I guess, funk R&B. Because like the end of it is like, ain't nobody gonna crack that whip. He's like, he's just doing that. Which is, you know, that part is catchy. But that song is...
Oh, wow.
Damn.
That was great timing. Yeah. I think it's very funny that the second line of the song is, you sound confused. Someone made you sound confused. Yeah.
But they got that kind of like Nile Rodgers like guitar sound on it, like, that thing, you know?
Yeah.
That's like, you know, so they're trying stuff. But yes, there are songs of theirs that I like more than that.
So I want to point out, we have been talking about this playlist for a while, and you asked how many songs we needed, and Tommy wrote back that we needed 6, and you were like, oh, shit. And then we were like, oh, yeah, sorry, I know it's a lot. And you were like, no, that's too few.
Yeah.
I was shocked by that.
That is too few.
Somebody commented, Nick Clerk, and wrote, no one should know 6 songs by this band.
This playlist easily could have been 12. Like, no question. Could have been an easy 12, because I wanted to include more from Kids in the Street.
I think if we listen to 12, this would be the last episode of the podcast.
Can we do that for the last one? Yeah, we'll do 12 songs not on this playlist.
We should do a marathon for the last one of just all the bands we didn't like until we just, like, literally, physically.
It's like smoking the whole pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly.
Then we'll become Suicide Kings.
Yeah, finally. I want to point out this album is called Ferociously Stoned. Yeah. It's a skeleton in swing attire.
Yeah, in red, white, and blue swing
attire.
Pretty
sick. Honestly,
well,
pretty
all you
cool.
need is a fedora and spectators. You don't need skin.
Yeah, you don't need skin or muscle tissue. Yeah.
The next song on this playlist is called Drunk Daddy.
See, I was bummed because I thought this song was going to be in support of Drunk Daddies.
This is the song that plays in Manchester by the Sea.
My Mary's a big asshole. The house is burning down.
He just keeps on watching TV. Stepchild. He's just on his knees. Garbage. I can't chew my food. My face is sore. My mama didn't come home last evening. Neighbor said that she's a whore. Rich kid gets the angry lord, I'm gonna cut him down. And now I'm going off the same old story. At 21 I fell in love. She left me just like the others. Jesus, why you curse my love? Drunk daddy broke my fingers. A drunk daddy done kicked my head. A drunk daddy smashed my sister. Turned my whole world red. Drunk daddy broke my fingers. A drunk daddy done kicked my head. A drunk daddy smashed my sister. Turned my Drunk Daddy. Let's see here. Oh, they aren't allowed to publish the lyrics on this lyric site. Damn.
Wow. Explicit. Wow.
It's a good site. We're a lyric site, but we can't actually.
We're not allowed to.
I don't know our
frankly,
purpose
I don't
anymore.
Agree with it. Personally, I have a problem with it.
I would love to talk to the founder of that site. I'm like, oh, you do a lyric site. So you, what do you post the lyrics on websites? Oh, no.
Oh, no, that's illegal. We just post about how we're not allowed to post the lyrics.
It's wrong. It's not our, they aren't our lyrics. We don't own the rights to them, so we don't post them.
Damn. Okay.
Well, this like this song.
Thoughts on Drunk Daddy.
This song is great because this is you know, continues another tradition in music, be it, you know, Everclear, Korn, the Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Sure.
Get angry at your dad and write a song about it. You know, you got a dad.
Father of
you
mine.
Got a dad who was a drunk and not there, or maybe hit you. Write a song about it. Get that. Get in the studio. Get in the booth.
Love it.
The 90s specifically, everyone was mad at their dad.
Everyone. Yeah. It was a mad at your dad era.
Damn, what were dads were fucking up back then?
Yeah. Dads were bad in the 90s.
Hey, 90s dads, you canceled. It's over. Yeah, dads
all
did suck back then. Except for Tommy's dad. He's a good
My
man.
Dad was pretty good.
Yeah. Hmm. If you had a bad dad, if you had a bad,
email
he
Tom.
Us.
Yeah.
Email Tom and tell him about it.
I can't take on the emotional labor.
If we get to $1,000 level at the Patreon,
you get a one-on-one therapy session with me. Yeah.
Tommy will reunite you with your dad. If he needs to do a John Edward thing and talk to him from beyond the grave, he'll do it. Tommy will do it. He'll connect you with your dead dad.
You know, Nate, I've always said my dream job is my dream shirt size, medium.
That's your dream shirt size?
Yep.
Interesting. Oh, man. So that was Drunk Daddy.
What'd you guys think?
I gotta be honest, I hate all of it. I like talking about it, but
I actually didn't mind that song.
Okay.
And that's about as good as it's gonna get.
That's great. I'll take it. That's great.
I think because I had a drunk daddy, I really felt Tommy, I'll give you $1,000 later, but no, I didn't mind that one as much. We got two left. Let's hear Here Comes the Snake.
All right.
I heard Tommy say that out of his room last night. He was alone.
This one.
That one's all right.
That one's pretty good.
It seems a little on the nose, this one.
My only problem with that is that how is a snake like a jail? That's right. The snake is not like a jail.
Well,
he's like a jail. Here comes the snake. He's like a jail, but you need an escape. I don't know.
That sounds bad.
And The Simpsons snake bad. Goes to jail.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
Something to think about.
Yeah. I think that song has a big burlesque energy.
Yeah,
that song
yeah.
You could definitely see a burlesque dance to it.
Yeah,
maybe she's dressed like a snake. Maybe she slithers onto the stage on her stomach.
Maybe a stand-up comedian's hosting the show and has a bad set, and then the dancers are mad at him. That never happened to me on my birthday 3 years ago.
Wait, was this in Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, I've done you hold, on that
and,
show,
and then
too.
You hold it against burlesque for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I really do.
The entire genre. You're like, fuck burlesque.
I really do, yeah.
Oh, my God. So, Hobo Lifestyle writes...
He's going to have, I would actually trust his take
Please
on the Cherry
help
Pop
me.
And Daddies. Does anyone have any shame?
My bindle broke. Oh. He writes, "This is one of my favorite songs. I like to listen to it loud enough to make my ears bleed while I'm on long car rides. I like the subtle, dirty content. It's raunchy, but it still sounds sweet and bouncy." It's not subtle.
It is not subtle at all.
Well, that's what he said in that interview, too. He's talking about, like, the subtle undertones. And then the songs are like, I want to fuck ladies. The
subtle undertones of doing dope till I fuck abroad.
Holy
this
shit.
This song's called I Love Heroin and Pussy.
Ooh, he's so sly.
What do you think he means?
Dotted Hearts writes, this song is definitely about his penis, and he's hot, so it's okay.
It's okay.
God, what if he was ugly? What if it's Tom Waits singing about his dick? Although he's not an unattractive man. He's a good actor. All right. I felt bad that I said
he's great
about
in that
Tom
Going
Waits.
By this thing.
Yes. Yeah. Let's see. This is so funny how many people are calling it subtle in the comments of this. Damn.
It's so subversive, the lyrics.
We'll never know what it was supposed to
what
be.
What does
about.
It mean? Here comes the snake as he circles your leg. Guess we'll never know. He didn't write it in his autobiography, so I guess we'll never know
what
he meant.
All right, we have one song left.
This song was also, should we just play it and then we'll talk about it?
Yeah, let's do that. This song is called Dr. Bones.
Subtle. There it is. There's that sound you know and love.
Yep.
Yes. The sound from all the other songs.
Hidden meaning is that he wants Dr. Bones to shake and rattle.
I think the hidden meaning is that Dr. Bones prescribed a grapefruit diet.
Isn't it ironic that the character Bones from the show Bones was in fact a doctor?
A doctor. Do you think that has anything to do with it?
I think that was the inspiration for the show.
Wait, what the fuck did you just say?
This song was on the Meet the Deedles soundtrack, which was a great Disney movie featuring Paul Walker. Meet the Deedles.
I've never heard of this.
I swear it was a movie. It existed, and it had the soundtrack of it was mostly ska music. It was all ska. It was all like third wave ska. It was in the 90s, and this song was on a Disney movie soundtrack.
I'm gonna say this. I don't think I've ever said this on the podcast before. I don't believe you. I think you're lying to us.
I swear this is not a Sinbad played a Shazam role type thing.
So you're telling me the Cherry Pop and Daddies got on Nickelodeon and Disney? That's crazy.
People just thought they liked cherries. You know, they're just into fruit. They like fruit.
I'm looking for information about this song, and there's like none online.
Look up Meet the Deedles. Deedles.
All right.
Paul Walker,
fine.
Rest in peace.
Meet the Deedles. Soundtrack.
What is Deedles?
Yeah, what the hell? I'm assuming that's their last name.
I never saw the movie. I just knew the soundtrack. I saw what was on the soundtrack and I bought it.
This is the craziest thing. He bought a soundtrack for a Disney movie you hadn't seen.
Yeah, I liked the bands on it. Goldfinger was on it.
And you didn't see the movie?
I never saw the movie.
That is incredible.
Okay, Dr. Bones coming in at number four is in fact part of the soundtrack.
Isn't that one of the four traits of serial killers? They wet the bed.
They torture animals. And they buy soundtracks for movies they haven't seen.
Okay, there's three reviews for this album on Amazon.
Fuck this. This sucks. I thought it was pretty good. Hi, I'm Nate. I think it's pretty great.
Crayons writes, cheesy ska and pop punk make up this album. I kind of love that. It's a good, fun listen.
Could be a soulmate for you, Nate.
Right
damn.
There.
Tryin' Max writes...
That's Tucker Max when he's trying to better himself.
The rest of the album is okay. Very surfy, of course, but not something I could listen to all the time. Oh, he bought it for American Girls, it says. Mm. I never saw Meet the Deedles.
It is me.
I just snapped it up for the song American Girls by Homie, Rivers Cuomo, Greg Brown, Matt Sharp, Adam Orton, Yuval Gebe. As far as I can tell, there's no way to get that song without the whole album.
Just a reluctant purchase, yeah.
This is so great that a bunch of people bought this fucking soundtrack without seeing the movie just because they wanted one song.
Yeah, damn. It's all these Weezer super fans, so they all
want it. Jesus, amazing.
That's not a bad song, that song American Girls.
Yeah.
By Homie, they're credited as.
Right. Okay, so that's the playlist.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
Nate, final defense.
It really took me back. Yeah, I got to be honest. When we made these plans to record this, I have been listening to nothing else in the interim. A Tyler, the Creator album came out, and I was like, fuck that. I'm listening to Cherry Pop and Daddies. This has been in my ears the entire time, these last few weeks, whenever it was that we decided. I still, it's weird, like... I've mostly listened to their swing stuff. I spent more time in these past couple weeks listening to like other stuff of theirs. Yeah. And I think other stuff of theirs is not necessarily terrible, but swing is easily the best thing they do. So it's like good that they sold out, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they are the thing about a lot of the music from this time, like that I was listening to at this time, swing and ska, is that like the music I was listening to before was mostly rap and punk.
Right.
So in the eyes of like my parents, this was kind of like the best music I had listened to yet, because it wasn't objectively bad.
Right.
You know.
Right.
It involved some talent playing. Like there was a melody and playing. I never told them the name Cherry Pop and Daddies, of course. Hey, we're going to listen to the Cherry Pop and Daddies in the car. But to that, yeah, like, you know, to have like a horn section and have harmony and melody and all this stuff, like it was more accessible music for them,
yeah.
I guess.
You told your parents that the band was called the Leaving Hymen Intact Daddies. Sorry, everybody. Mommies.
The
yeah, that makes
Pop
it better.
Mommies.
That's the only thing that changed.
The only difference.
Oh my god.
So yeah, I think they're still good. I don't know if we proved anything to Jared, but yes, I think they're still good.
The only safe sex is no sex, daddies.
Truly the fact that I got to see that video of Stevie Wonder talking to E.T. made the whole thing worth it.
I'm glad. I'm so glad.
God, what a magical moment. Please watch that. I wonder if we can put that on somewhere. But
just go to my Twitter. Don't take it away from me.
Oh, is it on your Twitter?
Yeah, I tweeted the video. Yeah.
All right. Tommy's Twitter is now Patreon protected.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm going to give this playlist a joke answer of 1.998, because this is the most 1998 shit I ever heard.
Damn.
I don't think I like horn music at all.
Yeah.
Really?
I like saxophones in rock bands.
Uh-huh. What about jazz?
Never a jazz guy.
Horns and rap music are some of my favorite things. Like
that's
horns
true.
On a
like a Lupe Fiasco sort of shit. I do,
like,
yeah.
Any Just Blaze beat with horns is great.
Dude, there's one with Chant that's really good from a few years ago that I love, and I cannot remember the name of it, but it's got a loud horn blowing, and I love it. I think I'm going to go just a flat out one.
Wow.
On this one. It's been one of my favorite times on the podcast.
Yeah, it was a really fun time.
But
be that as it may.
And I think it's because it's a mix of Drunk Daddy and the Ding Dong Daddy. I'll give those a half a point each.
All right. Nothing for Here Comes the Snake?
No.
Nope. No, I hated that.
And even Google, when I Googled it, it kept trying to take me to Here Comes the Sun. And I was like, man, I wish Google. Believe me, Google, I hear you. But I can't go with you today. This was so fun, man. Oh, what do you rate the playlist?
Well, I mean, you know what I rate the playlist. Wouldn't
you give it 5 out of 6 because you didn't like that one?
I would probably give it 5 out of 6 because I don't love Suicide Kings, and I would instead like probably put a song like Flower Fight with Morrissey off of Kids in the Park. I think is a good song, or We'll Always Have Paris. Those are songs that are just like kind of like straightforward rock songs.
Uh-huh.
But I felt Suicide Kings was funnier, so I put it on.
You made the right choice.
So I got to say 5 out of 6.
Love it. Future guests, take a note. Make the playlist funny.
It wasn't about, because what Tommy was like, if you don't love, you know, if you just put songs that you like, you don't have to love everyone. It was like, if I just put songs that I love, it would be only swing music.
Yeah.
So I put songs that I kind of like that I think are not as good as their swing songs.
Yeah.
But. You know, I would have had When I Change Your Mind on there for the real Cherry Pop and Daddy Heads know out there.
Sure.
The real daddies out there, they know.
Oh, man. Say hi to both of them.
Yes. Damn. Two daddies?
My two daddies. My two Cherry Pop and daddies.
Wait, the mom was a doctor? Oh, the doctor was a mom.
Nate, what do you have
to
plug?
What a great time. What do you want to plug?
You can follow me at Nate Fridson, NateFridson. That's on Twitter, on Instagram, at Fridskins, FRIDSKINS. And I will be at the Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, Michigan, July 18th through the 20th.
Cool.
I
don't know when this goes up, but I think
this
so.
This very Wednesday.
Well, there we go. So, go to Comedy Castle and get tickets and come see me.
Hell yeah.
Royal Oak, Michigan.
I will, once again, like I said earlier, I will be at Limestone Comedy Festival this Friday and Saturday. It's going to be a great time. Come check it out. It's very fun. And also in L.A. Most of the beginning of June, but I'll be back to host the album recording of One Prince of Snarkness, Tommy McNamara,
yes.
Union Hall, two shows.
13th. Beforehand, this weekend I'll be in Boston. I'll be running 45 minutes of it at Bill's Bar on Saturday, and the night before I'm at the Hideout. And then on the next week I'll be in Chicago, Lincoln Lodge, June 6th, doing the full thing. So come out and hang out.
Come on, baby. And then get on the Patreon, patreon.com/standbyyourband. We're recording one right after this.
And also, if we get enough money, we can buy some damn zoot suits.
Yes, finally. We'll buy some zoot suits.
Chain wallets, the whole nine.
We'll wear them to the next live one.
We should actually do this. We make the whole theme of the show just the fact that we're wearing zoot suits, and that's the only way we promote it. Like,
yeah. So if you want to
wear zoot suits live,
yeah. There's no format.
If we get to $2,000 on the Patreon, this is what we'll do.
I'm gonna hold you to it.
Oh, please do. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. As always, keep it crispy. Bye.